today's contestants. An accountant, originally from Allentown, Pennsylvania, Ben Ring. A college administrator, originally from Newport News, Virginia, Tracy Arwari. And our returning champion, a legal technology professional from Los Angeles, California, Brian Hemmel, whose three-day cash winnings total $78,203. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Hi, everyone, and welcome aboard. Well, now that we have Thanksgiving behind us, we can start gearing up for what promises to be the most unusual Christmas holiday season in memory, particularly with regard to shopping. Gonna be a lot of delivery trucks out there, believe me. We have an excellent champion today returning in Ryan, so Tracy and Ben, be warned. You're gonna have to be at your best to replace him. Here we go into the Jeopardy round. And now here are the categories the three of you get to deal with. Annual events, followed by authors' middle names. Give us the better-known middle name used by each author, please. Then we'll deal with the birds and the bees. Multicolored, sports Joes, and finally, Yiddish. Ryan, start.
I'll take sports Joes for 1,000.
In 2011, he battled a vocal cord virus while doing play-by-play for Fox. Ben.
Who is Joe Buck?
Good.
Sports for 8.
The Yankees retired his number 5 in 1952. Ryan?
Who is DiMaggio?
Yes.
Sports for 6.
He was world heavyweight champ from 1937 to 1949. Ryan?
Who is Lewis?
Joe Lewis, correct.
Joe's for 400.
He was MVP of Super Bowl 24. Ben?
Who is Joe Montana?
Correct.
Sports for 2.
He was MVP of Super Bowl 3. Ryan?
Who is Namath?
Joe Namath.
Yeah. Take author's middle names for 600.
Western scribe Pearl Gray. Tracy?
What is Buck?
Nope. Ryan or Ben? Who is Zane Gray? Back to you, Ryan.
Author's middle names for 400.
Novelist Edna Prue. Better known middle name, Annie. Back to you, Ryan.
Annual events for 600.
Okay. Lyon's Fête des Lumières is held around December the 8th. The Feast of the Immaculate Conception, which celebrates her. Ryan?
Who is the Virgin Mary?
You are right.
Events for 8.
The Empire Polo Club in Indio, California hosts this annual music festival, as well as the Stagecoach Festival. Ryan?
What is Coachella?
Correct.
Middle names for 800.
Pulitzer winner Arch Whitehead. What is Colson? Ryan?
Events for 4.
An annual competition for solvers of these began in 1978. Points were given for correct letters in the grids. Ryan?
What are crossword puzzles?
That's it.
Events for 1,000.
From mid-March to mid-May, Keukenhof Gardens in the Netherlands hosts an annual festival of these flowers. Ryan?
What are tulips?
Good.
Events for 2.
In fall, grab your beer stein and head to Munich for this two-week-long celebration. Ben.
What is Oktoberfest?
You got it.
I'm a glutton for punishment. Author's middle names for 1,000.
The dramatic Johann Strindberg. Ryan.
What is August?
Yes.
Middle names for 2.
Thin Man author Samuel Hammett. Tracy.
What is Dashiell?
Dashiell. Good. We got 2 correct responses in that category. That's nice to see. We're going to take a break right now. We'll come back in a moment. Ben Ring is an accountant originally from Pennsylvania. And Ben, I think I would like to meet your wife because she did something very special for you on a Valentine's Day.
I knew you would pick this one. So our first Valentine's Day, after we had a baby and moved to California, we went out to dinner, and she did the most romantic thing anyone's ever done for me. She made up a playing card of 52 things she loves about me. She found 52. We didn't realize at the time the waiter was staring us down the whole time trying to figure out what game we were playing. And since she can't be here in the studio today, I brought her with her in my pocket. So this is number 17. You keep a spreadsheet of future gift ideas for me. Way to a woman's heart.
Okay, good for you, yeah. Tracy Arwari from Newport Beach, Virginia. India's tigers are on the endangered list, I believe. Yeah. And you were fortunate enough to spend some time at a tiger reserve?
We did. In February of 2016, my family was fortunate enough to spend about three and a half weeks in India, about 5 days of which was at a tiger reserve in Nagpur, right around the center of India. And it was absolutely wonderful getting up before dawn, which was not wonderful, to go on a jeep safari, spending all day seeing the tigers, their cubs, and all of the other wildlife. It was extraordinary.
Okay. Ryan Hemmel is our champion, ladies and gentlemen. It says here that you enjoy escape rooms?
Yeah.
What's all that about?
A couple of years ago, my wife booked an escape room for me and two of my close friends. And it just became a hobby. And now whenever we meet somewhere, even when I had my wedding in Greece, we actually did an escape room in Athens.
Okay. All right. Let's get back into this. Tracy has command of the board, which means, of course, that she makes the next selection.
Multicolored for 200.
The Ottoman Empire wanted the Red Cross to be named this in the Islamic world. And eventually it happened. Tracy.
What is the Red Crescent?
That's it.
Multicolored 400.
Someone cowardly has one of these down his back, often a mile wide. Ryan.
What is a yellow streak?
Correct.
Multicolored for 600.
This colorful group won over 8% of the vote in Germany in 1987. Ben?
Who are the Greens?
Yes.
Multicolored for 8.
The Marcels sang of this celestial body. You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart. Ben.
What is the moon?
Be more specific.
What is a blue moon?
Thank you.
Multicolored for 1,000.
Someone who is incredibly shy can be a wallflower or one of these purple plants. And that would be a shrinking violet. Back to you, Ben, with two categories still in play.
Yiddish for 1,000.
This word for cheap and shoddily made goods now usually refers to cheap or shoddily made entertainment. Ben.
What is kitsch?
No. Tracy Orion. What is schlock? Back to you, Ben.
Let's try it again. Yiddish for 800.
The opening to Laverne and Shirley used these two Yiddish words, one meaning an oaf, the other an unlucky person. What are schlemiel and schlamazel? Back to you, Ben.
Glutton for punishment. Yiddish for 600.
This verb means to haul or move with effort. Ben.
What is to schlep?
Good.
Yiddish for 400.
Sometimes in the middle of the night, I'll head to the kitchen and do some of this from the Yiddish for snacking. I'll do some noshing. Ben?
Yiddish for 200.
There's no guilt in knowing that gelt is this. You'll receive some with a correct response. Tracy?
What is money?
Money, yes, and you're out of the hole now.
The birds and the bees for 200, please.
Big bird, indeed. One of these can grow to over 8 feet tall. Tracy.
What is an ostrich?
Yes.
Birds and bees, 400?
Answer there, the daily double in the round. At last, we find it. You're on the plus side. You can risk up to 1,000, though you have but 200.
500, please.
Five it is. Here's the clue. Mason and carpenter bees are classified as this type that practices social distancing full time.
What are drone bees?
Oh, no. What are solitary bees? You're at negative 300. We have three clues left. Go.
600.
Seen here is the roseate species of this bird, named for the shape of its beak. Tracy.
What is the spoonbill?
Good.
800.
The peregrine species of this bird is known to dive at 200 miles per hour. Ryan.
What is a falcon?
Right. Now the last clue. About four times larger than a honeybee, the rare Wallace's giant is native to this country's North Moluccas Islands. And the country is Indonesia. All right. Tracy, you're in a distant third place. You know what that means. You go first in Double Jeopardy. So start thinking about that. A lot of money available there. We'll set the board up during this break. Tracy, you started slowly, but now is the time to make the big push. Here are the categories in Double Jeopardy. Geography. It came from crowdfunding. Three C's in each correct response. Words in the song. Having an argument. That's a royal pain, isn't it? Where do we start?
Geography for 400.
New Hampshire shares a 58-mile border with this Canadian province. Ben.
What is Quebec?
Good.
Geography for 2000.
This nation's 81 provinces include Batman, Van, and Hatay. Ben.
What is India?
No. Tracy Orion. What is Turkey? Back to you, Ben.
Geography for 16.
Home of the Dalai Lama until he fled the Chinese occupation in 1959, Potala Palace towers over this city. Ben.
What is Lhasa?
Good.
Geography for 12.
Port cities on this sea include Makhachkala, Russia, and Turkmenbashi, Turkmenistan. Tracy?
What is the Caspian Sea?
You got it.
Geography for 800.
Answer there. The Daily Double. Oh, don't be frightened. Don't be frightened, Tracy. You can risk up to 2,000.
1,000, please.
All right. Here is the clue. One of the two landlocked South American nations. Both have Spanish and Guarani as official languages.
What is Paraguay?
Paraguay is one of them, and Bolivia is the other. And you now have 2,500. Go again.
Three C's for 400.
Adjective meaning so small it can't be seen with the naked eye. Ben.
What is microscopic?
Correct.
Three C's for 800.
3C word for the thin red feature on top of a rooster's head. Tracy.
What is coxcomb?
Good.
Words in the song, 400.
I just met you and this is crazy, but here's my number. Ryan.
What is call me maybe?
Yes.
Song for 8.
But I didn't shoot the deputy. Ben.
What is I shot the sheriff?
Yes.
Song for 12.
I want to feel the heat with somebody. Tracy. Oh, darn. Ryan.
What is somebody who loves me?
No. What is I want to dance with somebody? Back to you, Ben.
Song for 16.
Hurry, hurry, hurry before I go insane. Ben.
What is I want to be sedated?
You got it.
I feel that right now. Words for 2,000.
It's a black fly in your Chardonnay. Ryan.
What is ironic?
Yes.
3C's, 12.
It's a pastoral letter written by the Pope on matters of doctrine. And the word that has the 3C's is encyclical. Ryan.
3C's for 16.
In Italian cuisine, this preparation of thinly sliced beef makes for appetizing appetizers. Ben?
What is capicola?
Nope. Ryan?
What is carpaccio?
That's it.
3 C's for 2.
Adjective for a letdown, like the end of the epic of Gilgamesh. The hero's quest for a magic plant ends without it. Ryan?
What is anticlimactic?
That's right.
Royal pain for 4.
His mummy revealed that this boy king of ancient Egypt had a cleft palate, foot deformities, malaria, and a busted leg. Ryan?
Who's King Tut?
He's the one.
Royal pain for 12.
This Siberian peasant helped ease the suffering of the Tsar's hemophiliac son. Ryan.
Who's Rasputin?
Yes.
1600, royal pain.
In 336 BC, Pausanias, a young Macedonian, killed this king. No trial. The assassin got killed on the spot. Ryan.
Who's Philip?
Philip, yes. Philip II, the father of Alexander the Great.
Royal pain for 2,000.
In 2012, some Spaniards were not sympathetic to this 74-year-old king who injured his hip on an elephant hunting expedition. And the king of Spain was Juan Carlos. You should have rung in, Tracy. You knew that. Don't be shy. Ryan, go again.
It came from crowdfunding for 16.
This meal replacement drink isn't made from people, but sounds like a green sci-fi food that was. Ryan?
What is Soylent?
That's it.
Crowdfunding for 12.
This Kristen Bell detective show was on UPN and the CW before it was a Kickstarter-funded movie. Season 4 was on Hulu. Tracy?
What is Veronica Mars?
Yes.
It came from crowdfunding 800?
A Kickstarter success was the card game called Exploding These Cute Little Animals. Laser pointers can defuse them. Tracy?
What are kittens?
Yeah.
It came from crowdfunding 400.
Before it was an Emmy-winning TV show, this was a one-woman show Phoebe Waller-Bridge partially funded on Kickstarter. Ben.
What is Dirtbag?
Nope. Ryan.
What is Fleabag?
Fleabag, not Dirtbag. Flea.
Crowdfunding for two.
Long after he was rocking in the free world, this singer raised more than $6 million for Pono, his music player. Ben.
It was Neil Young.
Yep.
Royal Pain 800.
The madness of this king, perhaps caused by porphyria, a buildup of natural chemicals, ended on January 29th, 1820. Ben?
It was King George III.
You got him.
Having an argument 2000.
This Latin phrase once meant arguing by appealing to someone's personal feelings. Now it means an irrelevant personal attack. Ryan.
What is ad hominem?
Yes.
1600.
An argument a fortiori from the Latin for this comparative word is like, if turtles are slow, turtles in molasses must also be slow. And the correct response this time is stronger. It's stronger. Back to you, Ryan.
Argument 12.
To do this to the question is a logical error in argument, but now it's often used to mean simply bring up the question. Ryan.
What is to beg?
Beg, yes.
Argument 8.
Answer. Daily double, and that brings discouragement to Tracy and Ben because you have such a commanding lead.
6,000.
Six it is. Here's the clue. Senator, 2 minutes for this segment of a debate to attack elements of the prior argument, such as its assumptions or its relevance.
What is a rebuttal?
Rebuttal is right. And now the last clue. My car has started every day, so my car will start today, is an example of this type of argument, the counterpart of deductive. Ben?
What is inductive?
You got it, and that takes you up to 6,600. Ryan started slowly, but he came on strong in Double Jeopardy and wound up 25,800. He's been on quite a roll lately. Final Jeopardy for the three of you. Comedy movies, that sounds like it'll bring a laugh or two. We'll see when we reveal the clue.
Babs Babopedic.
A ransomware attack impacting Baltimore County teachers and students. Fox 45 News Project Baltimore investigates what needs to happen to end the attack.
From storms to freezing temperatures, I'm breaking down the dip and which areas could see dangerous high winds.
A wedding groom is revealed to have been raised by these canine carnivores on a Geico commercial. What are wolves? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Let's see if this category is a lot of fun. Comedy movies. Players, here's your clue. In the original script for this 1975 film, the title object was finally found in London's Harrods department store. 30 seconds. Good luck. Tracy, we come to you first. I hope you had a good time today. Did you?
Yes, of course.
All right, great. And what did you write down? Did you come up with the correct response? No, you were unable to do that. So it'll cost you how much? 2501. You drop down to 1599. Let's go to Ben. Did he come up with the correct response? What is thanks to all who helped me get here? Okay, and that'll cost you something. 6,158, leaving you with $442. Over to our champion now, Ryan Hemmel. 25,800. That's about the average for the last week. What is Monty Python and the Holy Grail? And in the original script, it was found at the Holy Grail counter at Harrods. You're going to add some money. Let's see. 523. Oh, this is James Holzhauer time. What's the significance of the 523?
My father's birthday.
May 23rd. All right. You go up to 26,323 and you have a 4-day total of $104,526. Well done. Again, what a great way to start the week. I hope you agree. See you tomorrow.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by Consumer Cellular, celebrating 25 years of low rates and award-winning service.
If you've been thinking about switching to Consumer Cellular, now's the time. Because if you sign up today, you can get a $25 credit on any new line of service. That's a $50 credit on two lines. Switch and save today. Call, go online, or find us at Target.
Hey, you guys want to go on a hike later?
Have you been eating Honey Nut Cheerios again?
He's happy because you learned that Cheerios are heart healthy.
They're delish.